Welcome to a young writer edition of Micro, a podcast for short but powerful writing. I'm your host, Drew Hawkins. This episode was curated by guest editor Grace Q. Song. And here's Grace explaining her choices.
Hello, my name is Grace Q. Song, and I am the guest editor for Micro Podcast's Young Writers Edition. I chose these three pieces because of the way they explore tension, specifically the tension between freedom and captivity. In Eden, Idaho, the narrator toys with the idea of escaping her utopian-named town until she realizes it's too late. In Self-Portrait as Ways I Have Loved You, the speaker is trapped in repetition, unable to escape her lover who has become part of her identity. In Sonnet on Escape, the speaker rejects the idea of light at the end of the tunnel and confesses her desire to leap, not into the sky as birds do, but into the sea. These pieces, written by young writers, are fierce, vulnerable, and compelling. Please enjoy.
Thank you, Grace, for the introduction and for your careful curation of this episode. And without further ado, up first is a piece of prose titled Eden, Idaho. It was written by Mae Hathaway and published by HAD on January 18th, 2021. Enjoy.
Eden, Idaho. When we first move here, there are no people, just skeleton houses and picket fences like box cutters lined up one after the other. There is so much here to make us happy. Sloping roofs, well-mowed grass, pastel trimmings. Our yards come with swimming pools, the water bright and noxious each summer. And then we build a church and a grocery store and a school. And it becomes hard to tell us apart, all of us in starched white shirts with collars pressed flat. My mother confuses me with her other daughter, and she apologizes with ice cream and a credit card. I tug at the cross around my neck until the chain cuts my skin, building my prayers. My sister's skirts grow shorter, and I grow up at the gas station, gum in my mouth and packs of Twizzlers tucked in my waistband. I say, I hate this town. I'm moving to New York, to no one in particular, and I mean it. I get my permit. I flirt with the boys at the pump for a discount. I slide tips from waitressing under my mattress. A boy from Sunday school becomes a boy at the grocery store register, becomes a boy putting a corsage on my wrist, and I still mean it, I think. My sister's stomach swells. My mother hits her head on linoleum. The boy gives me a ride home from mass and asks me to dinner. When I fall asleep at the movies, he shakes me awake and I take large swallows of his Pepsi. By the time I climb out of the car, it's too late to tell him I only want to be friends. I buy a dress and the tailor's needle pricks my ribs, crushed white tulle between us like a lawn hedge. Seasons pass with sandwiches. Ham in the spring, turkey in the fall, and I weather my hands in the toaster. And so another generation grows old on Lucky Charms, breaks their teeth on blue marshmallows and communion wafers, all of our children pretty and empty.
Mae Hathaway is a Chinese-American writer based in New York City and Philadelphia. You can find her on Instagram at Mae with two Y's _H, on Twitter at Mornamentalism, or on her website at mayhathaway.com. In our next piece, the title and prose work in tandem with each other to drive emotion. It's called Self-Portrait as Ways I Have Loved You. It was written by Letitia Kiyok and published by Perhappen Mag. Enjoy.
Self-portrait as ways I have loved you. As muscle memory, mid-air and without knowing, gravity tugging wary at a sky-brimming collapse, as your dogs that I could never tell apart, whose names I always forgot. As sun, moon, rising, or whatever you used to say, as playlists, my best ones, a song trying to reach you, you, unreachable. As baby bird falling out of a nest, only to be touched by a girl, only to become unrecognizable. As a story that leaks through my fingers, coated a residue of grief. As a truth halved, then halved again. As a friend, spinning earthquake from your third disappearance. As a lover, flinching at every imagined touch. As heaven, or its inverse. As a girl stumbling into gunpoint for you, always. As the fish from my childhood, dead in 3 days. As your hands swallowing, as mine swallowed. As a moth flitting to an impossible light. As your mother tongue, different from mine. A love held at the distance of 3 languages. As if resuscitating an ocean. As the syllables of my name pulsing unsaid against your throat. As the loneliness stretched and finally unhinged, dripping metal of leaving. As a gutted animal splayed out on a mattress beside you, soaked in a dream, in Paris, inconsolable.
Letitia Kiyok is a poet and writer from Singapore. You can find her on Twitter at Aisha, on Instagram at L.Aisha, or on her website at letitia-k.com. Using the classic but challenging 14-line structure, our final piece comes in the form of a sonnet. It's called Sonnet on Escape. It was written by Otavia Palouche and published by Plum Recruit. Enjoy!
Sonnet on Escape. At the end of the tunnel, there's always light. Somehow, I know that's a myth, because the sky is black and I am still alive. Like how a bird runs into a building, the way a building runs into a bird. By accident, by mistake, by a choice between life and death. But birds fly. They don't walk fine lines between sleep and salvation. Which is to say, I do it all the time. And find a way to somehow call it flight. I have grown out of my shoes. I'm ready to leap off of the subway and into the sea. I want to be like the water, waiting years to turn blue and then drowning.
Otavia Palouche is a high school student from Ontario, Canada, and sometimes she writes poems. You can find her on Twitter at Otavia Palouche or on her website at otaviawrites.weebly.com. Once again, we'd like to thank Grace Q. Song for guest editing our first Young Writers episode, the first of hopefully many to come. Micro is edited and curated by Dylan Evers. Our social media is managed by fellow curator M.M. Kaufman, and the show is produced and hosted by me, Drew Hawkins. You can find all of the information about this episode's writers, their featured work, and the publications where they were published, as well as a transcription of this episode in the show notes. Check us out on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We're also on YouTube, so if you need subtitles, check us out there. And you can always find our shows at micropodcast.org. And you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Podcast Micro. Thanks for listening.